When North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein met with leaders in Wilmington on Monday, the Strengthen Opioid Misuse Prevention Act, or STOP Act, was on the table. Known as House Bill 243, the effort is focused on doctors and prescriptions. The STOP Act would set a limit on how many pills can be prescribed. Patients would either be given a prescription for 5 or 7 days. Ola Lewis is a Superior Court judge in Brunswick County.
Well, anything that helps to address the opioid epidemic in our area will certainly be beneficial, and I believe that we have a dedicated legislative team who wants to see this in place to help the communities that they serve. It's a no-brainer.
Wilmington Mayor Bill Saffo supports the legislation.
On the STOP legislation, which our representative Davis has been a very big supporter of, is to try to limit the amount of opioids that are prescribed when you have a procedure done. So a lot of people right now are getting 30-day supply of opioids where they may only need a 7-day supply.
The $20 million proposed in the bill would be used over 2 years for treatment and recovery services across the state as well. In addition, the STOP Act would require doctors and pharmacies to use a controlled substance reporting service to stop what's called doctor shopping. The bill is currently with the House Committee on Health. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.